On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire Zimet and Kimber, we break down the ladies on The Bachelor.
Who's going to win? Big Mel lays into millennials, not the first time.
And what is the most outrageous thing you've been asked to pay for?
The Big Breakfast Catch-Up is brought to you by the great gas deals at Alinta Energy. Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
We speak, of course, of the new series of The Bachelor at 7:30 p.m. and it's with West Aussie. We always claim him as a West Aussie. He's also a Wallaby and played for the Western Force. His name is Nick Cummins, but better known these days as the Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger in the house looking for love. And it's, what, 24, 25 women? Just here you go. Take your pick, basically.
Oh, like a wonderful smorgasbord.
Well, we've gone through because they've released who the women are now, because it's always very secretive at the beginning.
Yes, sure.
And so they've now released photographs of all the women with a little bit of a bio on each of them. Mm-hmm. And it's only a short bio. And I can tell you the common thread between all of the girls.
Yes. Oh, what is that?
What's that?
All of the girls love the beach.
Oh, really?
They love the beach.
I was going to say they're all on The Bachelor.
No, they all love the beach. They're all into fitness, sport and yoga.
Okay. Yeah.
And they all want a tall man.
Right.
Okay.
You blokes don't have to jump through many hoops, do you?
Yeah.
We just need a tall man. That's all they're looking for.
And do many of them describe themselves as fun and bubbly?
A lot of them describe themselves as adventurous and thoughtful.
Oh.
Lots of them are adventurous or ambitious.
Is there any mention of good sense of humour or anything? Because it's sounding very much like a dating site.
Well, yeah, a couple of them do find themselves funny. They say they're funny, which
is
good.
Right.
I mean, there's a group of women in there and they all look really different. I think they've definitely cast this well for drama.
Okay.
Right.
I think.
So why is there a market for outright winner? That's purely judged on what they look like, right?
There is a market already. There's already odds going on these girls. I mean, $2.30 on Brittany at the moment as the front runner.
I have to say, I didn't know that she would be the best or the shortest odds. But when myself and the girl were looking through these last night, we did think Brittany. You know, she's a professional, a radiographer.
She's 30.
She's a very attractive woman.
Same age as the honey badger.
She's thoughtful and adventurous.
She loves travel. Yeah. She's adventurous and she's funny and optimistic.
There's another 30-year-old. This one's from Queensland, who's a property consultant, and she looks like she should be on TV. Her name's Ashley. So why is she so low on the list? She's paying $21.
I don't know. Look, I think that these odds also come from people who already have a bit of insight.
Oh, you think so?
I think the people on the East Coast who might have seen them flitting around at events or things like that, or some whispers amongst the things, because quite often in previous seasons, they've said early on, I think so-and-so is going to be the front runner, and it turns out that's the person who does take it out.
So it's a batch of leak.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple in there that you know, we've got Brittany at $2.30 as the first place, Sophie at $3, and Brooke is our WA youth worker. 23, sporty, fitness fanatic, loves the beach.
Thoughtful and adventurous.
But she plays a bit of sport, but there was something she didn't know. This is Brooke right here.
I'm hoping The Bachelor is the same as me, you know, fun-loving, love sports.
I play both union and league.
Yeah.
So, what do you do?
Me?
So she didn't know the Honey Badger was a player.
She's into her rugby and she plays both forms, but she doesn't know that he is a rugby player.
Does anyone read anymore? Does anyone do anything other than be sporty?
Well, no, you don't need to.
I mean, I've got nothing against it.
I'm reading the bios. I just found out there's a girl called Dasher on there.
There is there's a girl called Carla who's an energy healer.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
There's also a lifeguard that describes herself as a resilient mermaid. So this season could go anywhere.
Okay.
But I do want you to look out for this person because this is the one that I think everyone's going to hate and the producers are going to use to create drama.
Who have you got?
Vanessa Sunshine.
Oh, this one.
Get ready for Vanessa Sunshine.
Vanessa Sunshine.
Vanessa Sunshine.
Vanessa.
Vanessa Sunshine.
Vanessa Sunshine has walked into this party.
Vanessa.
And we know she's Vanessa Sunshine and she's told us 15 times.
My name's Vanessa Sunshine.
What was her name again?
Vanessa Sunshine.
That voice.
So it's going to... I'm on board again because, as you know, I love The Bachelor, but I could change my mind at any time.
Can I give you my favourites?
Yeah, give your favourites.
Yeah, go, man.
She's not got great odds, but I'm going, you know, I'm backing Ursula because she's Polish.
Are you backing Ursula?
Well, just because she's Polish and I bet that, you know, she'll be strong. I know what these Polish ladies are like.
I can tell you, I reckon I took one look at Ursula and I said, she's going home. She's going to take one look at the Honey Badger
she's
and she's
going
to spend the rest of her time drunk and angry.
Oh, okay. Good
I'm just
call.
Going through the whole email. My favourite's Osher. Osha's quite cute.
Oh, Osha.
You never know.
Dark horse.
Okay.
Mark my words.
Oh.
Okay, you've really thought about this, Matt.
Yeah, myself Romy? And the girl. She's gone right. with Alexandra, the yoga okay. teacher. I'm not so sure about that. But I've gone dark horse, Romy. Photo shoot director.
Yep.
She calls herself a bit of a bogan. She's got a nice face.
Okay, well, we'll keep these all right. tips.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
It's the man in Canberra running the land from Point Piper to the capital to Perth. Big Mel, good morning.
Good morning to you, Claire. Hello to you, Kimber and young Matthew. I'd like 10 grand. How do I get it? What's the block?
Do I? Bit of Scotty Cam.
You don't have to do much to get 10 grand PM.
Well, no, I don't, because I've got loads of money. But, I wouldn't mind Scotty and the team coming up to do some renos on the Papa. I just need to be able to work with marble in the atrium.
That's right, yeah.
Well, Big Mel, I turn to you for all the important things. So, Prime Minister, can you please explain what the NEG, or the National Energy Guarantee, is?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Kimber. It's a vital piece of legislation that we need to push through. Josh Frydenberg, the Minister for Energy, has been out there spruiking this hard. If people don't know Josh, he's the bloke on the news with the three bald spots.
That's him.
And the expression on his face that looks like someone's pointing a gun at him. He always looks quite surprised, or that he's unexpectedly soiled himself. He's quite got that shocked look on his face. Anyway, in short, the NEG is securing the future of Australia's energy. We're getting all the states to pour in their coal-fired, wind-generated, solar, hydro, pouring it all into a big grid to share out, and I don't know really what it's about. I like coal. I like coal-fired power. You know, you can turn on all the lights and everything looks pretty. And never challenge Big Coal, because they will crush you like a bug.
Great leader, is there an emission ceiling or a carbon tax in this policy?
Well, Matthew, I'm really annoyed that you've asked me that.
Oh, I'm
Shame
sorry.
On you. Please don't say carbon tax. It costs people their jobs as Prime Minister. Remember Julia Gillard's leadership was routed by the carbon tax. Good old Julia. She had a real crack for a bit there until Aussies realised they didn't want a wranger in the top office. No Fanta pants or fire crotches for us. No, poor old Jules. So, it's not a carbon tax. Anyway, we've buried it so deep in the detail. The world will end as a result of global warming before anybody finds it.
Great. Oh,
well
great.
Done. Yeah, hey, so Big Mel, what do you say to people who are concerned about the environment? Be honest.
The environment. Good on you, Claire. Nice one. No, it's over. We're past tipping point. So what I suggest the millennials do is buy some property 20 kilometres from the coast and just let the coast come to them. That's what you do. Get inland. Rockingham, oh, it's not far away from the coast, is it?
It's somewhere right down on there. The coast. Yeah.
It's right on the coast.
On the coast.
Well, that's no good either. Now, what are you guys up to? 94.5 Mix FM rocks the PM. That's what I'm doing today. I'm terrific.
You're rocking the PM.
You are terrific. Your knowledge of Perth suburbs is just, you've outdone yourself.
Well, I went there once with Julie, and she showed me around, but we didn't get down as far as Rockingham.
Oh, I didn't get to Rocky. Oh, well, you don't want to go down there because you might bump into the Premier.
We only ever go to Subiaco.
Of course. Hey, thanks, Big Mel. You have a wonderful week running the land.
Bye now, good on you.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
My friend had a one-night stand. The one-night stand left his jacket behind. The jacket went missing, and now that stranger is asking for my friend to cough up $350 to replace the lost jacket.
Bit of compensation there.
I think it's outrageous. Mm. You left your jacket behind. Sorry, mate. You just have to take it on the chin.
Yes. Yeah.
Got to lump it.
But we want to know about those times that you might have been asked to pay for something outrageous.
It doesn't have to be a one-night stand, of course.
No. Janet, in Oakford. Janet, what's the most outrageous thing someone's asked you to pay for?
I had to pay $5,000 to remove an ex-partner from my house that he was living with me.
$5,000?
What? Oh, really?
Okay.
Yes.
Because he said, if you don't give me the $5,000, I'm not going?
No, I'm not
or?
Going virtually, yeah. And wow. He was getting abusive, yeah. So it was pretty nasty. And he'd paid for a few things in the house, but he wasn't happy with that, so he wanted $5,000.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? And then you go, I have to pay you because you're dangerous to me and I need to get you out of my life because you're toxic.
Yes.
Oh, how horrific.
And particularly when, you know, if you're living in a place, Janet, we all contribute to that place. You don't then get to take that money out again necessarily.
Exactly. Yeah. I learned from my mistakes.
Janet, did it go through lawyers in the end, or was it just the two of you worked it out?
Oh, no. I paid him.
Yeah. 5K.
It sounds like a good $5,000 for your life.
Yeah.
All good. Mm. Glad it's out. Thanks, Janet.
Pay the price and move on. Well done.
Dave's in Rockingham. Dave, what's the outrageous thing you've been asked to pay for?
Oh, morning, guys. Yeah, well, my wife collects elephants, and she's got quite a unique collection.
Mm.
And she saw this one from China, an antique one. Mm. It was like a little teapot with a little cap that comes off with a mouse and all of this. And it was only something really cheap, $10 or something. They wanted $100 to ship it over.
Oh, yes.
No, I draw the line. You know, you get a lot of elephants for $100. Just look in the cupboard, it's there.
No.
Yes. So I've just confronted and said, that elephant that I said not to buy. She goes, but. And I went, that's it. Okay.
Oh. Did the $100 for shipping. Whoa.
I know, but it was like $10 for the elephant or $10 for the elephant. And it was like $100 to ship. I went, what? If it was $100 for the elephant five, you could sort of like think, oh, well, it's of value or something.
Yeah.
Wow. Not the other way around. Yeah. Like, no. But anyway, it's been in the cupboard.
Yeah, good on you, Dave.
That bubble wrap costs a lot of money, Dave.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but it's fun to pop later.
It certainly is. Mm. Let's go to Merangaroo. Mel, what's the outrageous thing that you were asked to pay for?
Oh, well, we have a large dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start the story at the beginning. And in, you know, as dogs play, they're a bit ridiculous. And he was like the T-Rex in Jurassic Park and just knocked this dog over when they were playing at the park once and broke its leg.
Oh, no.
Right. Which is always fun and always fraught with problems and all that kind of social stuff. So we kind of said, look, you know, we're reasonable people. We'll pay some of the vet bills because obviously both dogs are at fault. They're both mucking around. There's nothing, you know, you can do to control this. Anyway, so about 2 days later, we get a receipt or a text message from the owner who said, oh, look, you know, my dog's going to need a new leg.
Oh.
Not an amputation, not anything else, but actually replace the entire leg bionic style.
What?
Yeah, who knows?
Okay.
Vets are amazing these days, apparently. And we kind of went, oh, that's probably more than what we were thinking because, you know, we just had a small child. My husband had just been out of work. So, you know, we were thinking a couple hundred bucks, maybe cover the amputation or whatever rather than the actual replacement of a new leg. Anyway, then it got worse. And she's like, well, I'm going to have to take time off work to look after my dog and
go
for rehabilitation, buy all the equipment and all that kind of junk. I think the end bill came up to about $10,000-$15,000, but she wanted to cover her wages while she was off rehabilitating the dog.
Yeah.
And in the end, we just went, nah, sorry, we're out. But we were happy to do a small portion towards, you know, the amputation of the leg or whatever.
Like, here's a check for $500. See you later.
Yeah, that's right. So in the end, we actually didn't pay anything, which kind of still rankles me a little bit and has a bit of guilt. But I think in those situations, if you pay a little bit, it just doesn't go anywhere.
That is outrageous.
Like, we're not paying your wages. Sorry.
They didn't try and take it further through courts or anything like that?
No. I think because they realised that there wasn't really, pardon the pun,
a leg to stand on. We're all thinking the same thing.
I was thinking, is anyone going to say that?
Leg to stand on.
It has to be done.
Would have been a few nervous visits to the letterbox, I would imagine, for a few months there, Mel, at first.
Well, I mean, they did send the ranger around and said, well, you know, your dog's done something. We said, well, yeah, but, you know, in all fairness, they were both off lead and they were both playing. So,
stuff happens.
Yeah, not 15 grand's worth.
So we'll take fine for that because they were off lead in the lead area, but
Hey, thanks for sharing the story, Mel. It's a beauty.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, well done.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning.
Not really.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
You know, finally, I went to the dentist.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and my dentist recommended a toothpaste for my weakened enamel. And I said, well, that's fine, but what about my Monday to Friday teeth?
Oh, dear. You hear where that was going.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was brought to you by the great gas deals at Alinta Energy.